Welcome to Couples Becoming Intentional. I'm Carrie.
I am John.
And here at Couples Becoming Intentional, we want to equip you with different tools and resources so that you can live intentional lives with those that you love to leave a legacy that lasts. Welcome back to this week's episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. Today, we're going to be talking all about how families can prep for their family vacation.
Oh, wow. I was totally blanking on, like, didn't we just talk about this for last week's
episode? Last week, we talked about how to have a really great staycation for spring break.
Now we're prepping for when we leave, you know, travel abroad.
Oh my gosh, yeah. If you didn't listen to last week's episode about me saying whether you're home or traveling abroad, and John was making fun of me because I was talking about international travel, and I really just meant out of the city travel. Yeah. That is what I meant.
So, Carrie, how do you plan for traveling abroad?
What do you do?
I don't do anything. I just wait for the time to help the kids take a loops off of the thing as we count down.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah. There you go. That's I was wondering where you were going with this. We always joke, and Deb, we always talk about this, about how her husband plans everything for the trip, and she literally just shows up like, dun, 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 dun. That's you.
Mm-hmm. I show up for the good times.
You absolutely show up for the good times, and I am the one who meticulously plans every single moment of it.
I enjoy it.
You, of course, you enjoy it. But you are supporting with these loops. So something fun that we do as we're getting ready for a trip, we have a big trip coming up in April, is we make countdown loops like a paper chain with the number of days that we have coming up until the actual trip. So do you remember when I made it?
It was like either 114 or 104.
I know, I can never remember.
Somewhere around there. I just
about
remember.
4 months later, before.
Yeah. And so it was like 114 days until we were leaving. I just remember back to like when we were tracking down and like it was a big mile marker of like hitting under 100 days and then like hitting the every 10 after that.
Yes.
Of just like being able to track down and like slowly build anticipation for like an exciting trip that's like a once in a lifetime trip almost.
Yes.
Yeah. It will be once in a lifetime.
You think this is a once in a lifetime trip?
To do exactly what we're doing.
Oh yeah. I don't think we'll do this again.
No.
This exact trip. No. I think there's like two different camps when it comes to family vacations. It's either you're going to surprise your children or you're going to tell them like where we're going.
Yeah, we can't keep secrets.
I had full intentions of surprising. We talked about this last year. We surprised our kids with leaving a day early when we went to Disneyland.
Didn't we think about doing that this year?
Oh, yeah. When we were in the midst of a huge flight debacle, I share more about like all of our flights and all of our travel and all of our planning over at Travel Hack Fam Vacay. It's a new Instagram account that I started to kind of talk more about what we actually do. And the flight situation has always been something that's kind of been up in the air. So there was a point in time where we were going to leave a day early and that was going to be the surprise. But now we're just back on our normal schedule.
Yeah.
And when like that ability to like they know the trip is coming, but we're surprising them by leaving a few days earlier, a day early. That was fun. But even that was so hard to keep a secret. And I think the building of anticipation for them gets them more excited for the actual trip. Like I actually want to share that with them rather than like keeping it all bottled up to myself.
Yeah, because then you can also like, I know for any time we're doing like Disneyland or Disney World, involving them with like that anticipation of like showing this random video for a ride that they could ride or showing a video of the resort that we're going to stay at or like the hotel that they can stay at, showing them like where the pool is.
And yes, and what the pools look like.
What the pools look like, yeah. Or like any other like exciting things like that we might be doing doing there. It just gets them excited, which then in turn like gets us excited to see like the joy on their faces.
Yes.
So What is something else that you do?
Practically, so we are about a little over a month away from this trip. Downstairs in the basement, I have quite a few different piles. But hear me. They're organized piles.
Do I know what the piles are?
No.
So are they really organized?
They're organized for me because I'm the one who packs. You don't pack.
I pack my own stuff.
Okay, this is not for you. So right now in our basement, we have a folding table propped up. I have a folding table propped up. John is not involved in this. And I have a suitcase out and I have it started to get like stuff in it. I may need you to help with an air mattress. Mm. We bring a slumber pod, which if you have young kids, just buy it. Just take the investment and buy it. I wish we would have bought it 5 years ago. And we have now a blow up mattress for Penny to sleep in, a tiny toddler bed. I might need help folding that a little bit better so it can like really fit in the suitcase. So I have that already started, and I brought some clothes down, like some dresses that I'm going to wear there, and then tops and I think a pair of shorts for you. One shirt and shorts. And then in the other part of in the basement, there is boxes. So I have like four different boxes of stuff that I collect throughout the year. Okay. So these are like travel activities, or I think probably 6 months ago, I bought water shoes for the kids because they're going to need it where we're going. But like I have it in a box that I can just refer back to. So once the trip is done, I throw everything travel wise back into this box, and then I can just pull it out and refill and just go through. So it's not like come beginning of April or right after Easter, I'm spending hundreds of dollars buying all this travel stuff. I'm sprinkling it throughout the entire year, and I've used stuff from previous trips. So I have that in the basement. And then the one thing that we have upstairs in our quote unquote Costco closet, it's just a closet where we put bulk food. We have a tote that has all the snacks that we're packing and all the like extra food that we're bringing. So that will have to be moved downstairs and like organized and packed and make sure it gets all in the suitcase and all that. So as of right now, that's kind of like where I'm at packing wise. There is a bin up in Penny's room with outfits that she can wear. Where we're going is significantly warmer than what it's going to be here.
I'm so excited.
So excited. So warmth. Excited. So excited for warmth. So all the summer stuff that we can't wear yet, at least, is in her bin. And then Finn, I did need to go out and buy some shorts for him because he's just grown like a sprout. So we needed to make sure that he had some shorts for this trip. So like kind of thinking about, you're about a month out, what are some different things that you can like at least start pulling together or packing together, knowing that like you can't pack all your clothes, you can't pack all your activities, you can't do all of that, but at least starting to organize in piles if you're like me, or in different spots of like all the different things that you're going to need for the trip. And then I'm a list person, so everything gets written out in my notes app of like all the different things that we're going to need. That's how I'm preparing and planning for this trip. I'm gonna run something by you, and I'm wondering if what your thoughts are on this.
Okay.
I'm trying to pack minimal.
Like how minimal? We still have kids. If you want to pack minimal, we don't take the kids.
Okay, yeah, that's true. I saw a reel that was
for real.
That was every person in the family gets one packing cube for their clothes. Do you think we could do that?
Do we have access to laundry?
I would have to look.
Because I think that's a big thing.
Okay.
Like if we're able to wash our clothes, I think, yeah, we could do very minimal.
Mm-hmm.
If not, then it's like you need an outfit for
yes
every day that we're gone.
Mm-hmm. I think we need less than we actually think.
I think that we need less than you actually think. Because you like to be over-prepared for stuff.
Yes.
I like being
prepared. And we're staying in the States, so it's not like we can't just go to Target or Walmart.
That's also true.
Or DoorDash something to our...
Right.
Or like Instacart something over. Like we can... We have that capability. We're not going to Malaysia where this is a little bit challenging.
Are you planning on going to Malaysia?
No.
Not a desire?
Not right now. That could change.
Okay.
Not right now, though. So that's like what I'm thinking out. The other thing that I always process through when it comes to traveling with kids is, are we taking car seats or are we not taking car seats? Mm. And how you like kind of determine this is how much you're actually going to be in a car. So the state that we're going to, we're not renting a car for the whole entire time.
No, not for the entire time. Because
parking in the city that we're going to is $40 a night.
Astronomical.
That is insane. And they were saying that the parking spots are really, really narrow. And good luck finding a parking spot. Like, they just don't have enough parking for everybody in the city. Yes. Weird. Isn't that crazy? So you might be walking blocks back to your... Yeah. No. Exactly. So we are renting a car for one day, which meant I needed to have car seats. Which, when you... This is, like, where the, like, strategy kind of comes in with it of... We have a car seat bag, so we'll put Finn's and Penny's in it, and it's a backpack, which means I'll have a backpack, you'll have a backpack, and the kids will have a backpack, so who's carrying the who's carrying the car seats on their back?
Usually I do.
Okay, so what are you doing with your backpack?
I usually just carry it as, like, a satchel. Like, yeah, I just put one of the straps over my arm.
Just the car seat bag?
Yeah, because usually it's not that heavy that I can just hold on to it.
Okay, that makes sense.
I will also say before going on the trip itself, planning excursions to do prior is important, because usually reservations need to be done before you actually get there.
Yes.
Not when you get there, because then there's not going to be any space left. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, I'll just figure it out. And then they don't do anything.
Right.
Because it's all booked.
Yes.
So finding, like, places you want to eat and, like, start reserving that. Any
zoos or aquariums or kids' museums. I know there's a hike that I'm looking at us doing on this trip that reservations open up 30 days before we go. Hmm. Are you still open for doing that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yay.
You can go chase waterfalls.
Oh, no. I'm talking about something different.
Oh, not that.
A different hike. We will do the waterfall one.
Okay. Or, like, yeah. Or, like, figuring out what there is to do.
The itinerary.
Yeah. Figuring out your itinerary so that you're not just like, what do you want to do today?
Yes.
Of, like, but, like, not having every single moment booked. I feel like you're on the persuasion of, like, you like to have everything booked down to the minute.
Yeah.
I'm kind of just like, I'll go with the flow. Go with the flow. And some days, like, it's okay just to not have anything. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we came to a realization, I think,
two years ago. It was after the Arizona trip.
Oh, yeah.
Which was, like, 2021.
And you're like, I want to book everything. I want to go do something. And I just like, I want to stay at the hotel and read a book.
And where I'm like, I can't do that.
And so we came to a realization that, like, one day we stay, do nothing, or just lounge around, sit poolside or whatever, and then the next day we go and do.
Yeah.
And so then we have this kind of, like, relaxed day, do something day. Yeah. And I find that when we do that, the days that we are relaxing, I enjoy more.
Right.
And then the days that you get to go do something, you also enjoy more.
Yes.
Because when you all constantly doing, some activities are going to be like, this is kind of dumb, or like, I don't like this actually.
Yeah.
Where, like, if you have those two contrasts, like, it's, you just find it that it's just a little bit more enjoyable.
Yeah. This, I will say, people keep asking me, like, what are you going to do when you're on your trip? I don't have anything.
So far.
But, like, we're going to a beach. I'm planning on going to the beach. That's it. Going to eat and going to a beach.
Food.
So I feel like the first part of our trip is probably going to be a little bit more excursion heavy, and the back half of the trip is going to just be total relax. So it's a little bit different, just based off of, like, we're doing two different hotels. So, like, one hotel is more in the city, and one of the hotels is more like you're there for the resort and you're hanging out at the resort and just chilling. So figuring out what your itinerary is, figuring out what kind of baggage you have. We fly Southwest all the time, most of the time. So two free check bags, free carry-ons, free personal items. So each of the kids will have a backpack that I go through and verify what they put in their backpack. Because heaven forbid, when we did this staycation, I don't think we even talked about this. We went to Milwaukee, which is about 2 hours away from us. for like a little overnight staycation for us. And Penny had their backpack filled to the brim with books.
Yeah, and it was super heavy.
So heavy she couldn't carry
it. Yep. And so then she wanted us to carry it.
And I'm like, girl, I don't want to carry this. Yeah. So we're learning. Like, you can bring a couple things. Mom has most of the activities packed, and being able to figure out those types of things. And then I think we're going to do two checked bags. Or one checked and one carry-on.
And I know one at least has to be checked because of food, like peanut butter and stuff like that. So.
And I want us to bring back to... Do you remember this? When we were going to Disneyland, we flew United, which we do not fly United. Again, we fly Southwest. And United, you have to pay for your bags.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to convince you that we could do this personal item only. All of us in a week in Disneyland, and each of us just have a personal item. Yeah, do you remember this?
I remember that we actually did check something.
Yeah. Two weeks before the trip, I said, we need to check two bags. Because there was no way this was going to work. So I think we might be either a checked bag and a carry-on or two checked bags.
I just, when we have the luxury of free checked bags,
yes.
Like, it's just easier just right. to have to check it. Because then that's less things that you have to carry around.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless it's you and I. Because if it's you and I, we never check bags.
Well, right. Because then you can get in and out and yes. you like... You're on your trip. Because usually, yeah, it's a personal item and a carry-on.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's all we need for, like, our weekends away. Yeah. Or even less. I've done less.
Yes. We've done personal item only for weekend trips before, so.
Yeah. Hashtag budget airlines.
Budget airlines.
Yes.
So as you're, like, planning and prepping for your upcoming trip, lists are going to be your best friends, kind of organizing things out. I've heard a lot of, like, travel creators, what they do is they do have this, like, Dropbox of, like, they know, like, this box. It doesn't have to be fancy. Please do not go to Target and buy it. Use an old diaper box or an Amazon box to just throw stuff that you know you're going to need for your trip just as a catch-all. And then when your trip gets closer, you can kind of go through that box and just kind of figure out what actually that you need for the trip. I will check if we can do laundry, though, and how much it is.
Oh, yeah.
Because I always bring, like, little detergents and dryer sheets. I bring those with us so I don't have to pay for it there. But I need to figure out if they take quarters or if it's take card and how much it is. Because I'm pretty sure that was our saving grace come Disneyland last time, was that I did do laundry. And it was nice not to have, like... You and I both like not coming home to, like, loads and loads and loads of laundry. Like, we came home and half of it was done. Like, all just clean clothes that we had to put away.
I don't like coming home to a dirty house. And so usually I like having the house cleaned before we leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's for sure what we're doing, is making sure that the house is clean before we leave.
Yeah.
But those are all, like, as you get closer and closer to the actual day, which I'm sure we'll do an episode on as we're, like, prepping and preparing for this really big trip that we're going on. Well, that will wrap it up for this week's episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. If you have a family vacation coming up, please DM me and let me know at Carrie Vaco. I would love to hear from you and figure out where you guys are going. We're always on the hunt for what we want to do for our next trip. I'm currently planning 2025. And now that's all up in the air. So 2024 is mapped out. And now we're looking into 2025. We've got some exciting things on the horizon.
And that's almost already all planned.
Stop it.
You keep like, okay, we have two things for sure. And you keep like, well, let's put that there and then this there. And then, oh, wait. And then you switch it.
Here's the deal. Do you know why it's like that?
It's because of airlines.
And.
And.
Southwest releases their calendar through the beginning of January in a few days. So I have to wait for that to actually make a decision about if we're going, like, depending on where prices are at. And then I need the other calendar to release to May so I can decide if we're going in May or if we're going in January or May or February for a trip. So, yeah, I'm waiting on flights. I'm waiting on airlines. But I'm, like two ahead of the game right now, which prefer.
But, like, our two main trips you've already planned out.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, like, what other... Like, we need one in the fall.
Do we, though?
Yeah. I'm not saying we're going abroad in the fall.
Going to Canada.
Hey, we can go to Banff. Is that actually in Canada?
Banff?
Do you even know what that is?
What's Banff?
You know, I don't actually know. I think it's a I think it's a national park in Canada. I think it is. Somebody's screaming at their car radio right now.
Car radio.
What else would you call it?
Stereo.
Oh.
We're not on the radio, Carrie. Coming to you over the airwaves.
Stop. It kind of is. I mean, I plug my phone into my car and it comes through my stereo. My speaker, my car speaker, in your headphones.
We're not national park people.
We are not. So I threw that out as a joke. I knew we weren't going because I clearly don't even know where it is. I just saw it come across my feed one day.
Okay, that will do it for this week's episode.
You got really loud right there. Those eyes. We'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
Bye. Thanks for listening to another episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. As always, if you have a question that you would like us to answer here on the podcast, you can go ahead and send us an email at jcvhouse@gmail.com, or you can send me a DM over on Instagram at Carrie Vaco. We'd love to be able to answer and feature you on here on the podcast. And as always, if there is somebody in your life who would benefit from this episode, feel free to go ahead and send them the link. And if you love this content, we'd love to be able to hear from you. So go ahead and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts.
Until next time, we love you and we appreciate you.
See you guys.
Bye.